Hello, my dear friends. Skip here again for another podcast of Finding Meaning. It is a snowy late November day in the great state of Iowa. I hope all is well with you. This will probably be a shortened podcast as we are in the last couple of days of our quarantine. My kids are all home. My wife is basically working from home, although she works very hard. I'm waiting to hear about me going back to school in January. So really life right now is sort of in a holding pattern. I want to talk about the spiritual journey, the human journey, being a journey of deprogramming. I'm going to talk a lot about this. I have talked a lot about this, but as I have said, these podcasts are done when I feel inspired to give them, and I hope, it is my hope, always that that inspiration comes from the universe, not from my egocentric behavior, which, you know, is still very much a part of my journey, as it is a part of everyone's journey. So let's talk about how we deal with what we've learned. You know by now, if you've listened to these podcasts, the theory is this, my theory is this, that and it's not new. You read Carl Jung, you read Richard Rohr, read Sigmund Freud. It's, you know, the religions of the world, it's nothing new. But the theory is this, that we develop a false self from living in a world that is developed of collective false selves. It's that simple. That's really what we are. We are a programmed mechanism. We are programmed by our religions. We are programmed by our education. We are programmed by our family, who were in turn programmed by their religions, their education, their family, who were in turn programmed by their religions, their education, their family, so on and so forth. That programming has created within us a false sense of identity, if you will, unauthentic us, and that the spiritual journey itself is about unlearning those programmings, unlearning those ways in which we've been taught, and living more deeply into who we really are. What we really are. And that's really what this podcast is about. It's what the spiritual journey is about. If you hear movement in the background, I am watching my dog Chance try to get comfortable in my wife and I's bed. So that's sort of the rustling you hear in the background. Both the dogs, Chance and Charlie, Chance is 8 years old and Charlie is going to be 12, are in the room with me. So, as I have said, these podcasts are getting more difficult the more quarantine we're in. So, you know, for me, that's what the spiritual journey is about. It's about really peeling away the layers, peeling away the learned behavior, peeling away the identities that I have been told by others that I am. Told by religion, told by education, told by self-help programs, getting down to the essential me. That journey is my quest for finding meaning. And what that journey entails is two things. First, it entails deprogramming, a unlearning, and then it entails a surrender to what may come next. A relearning, if you will, of something deeper, of something more substantial. So let's talk about that deprogramming. How do we do that? You know, what is the mechanism by which that happens? And I will tell you that it can only happen, that we can only begin to unlearn when we have the realization that what we have learned is incorrect. It's that simple. The unlearning, the deprogramming happens naturally when we finally surrender to the fact that what we have learned to be, who we have learned to be in this moment is really a product of something false. Now, that's a big statement. That's a scary statement, but it's a statement I'm going to stick by. It's a fundamental piece of my spiritual growth. I have bought into, I have acquiesced to several things in my life. Relationships, I'm not afraid to share with you, drugs and alcohol were a part of my past. Religion was a part of my past. I have been manager of businesses. I have been all sorts of things. My life is almost a Forrest Gump-esque type of thing. And so what I have learned, though, is that every time I hooked into something, every time I let my identity be owned by something, it turned out to be false. It turned out to be a construct, a product of something else. Now, I will tell you that we have to live this life, so we have to be engaged. I am preparing to go back to get further education. We have to be engaged in the world that we're in. But the difference is this, that you can be engaged and still realize that it really is just something else trying to program you. There's almost a separation that happens, I think, in the spiritual quest. There's a separation that takes place, that we're able to, from some distance after a while, realize that the things we're engaged in, be it maybe further education, or religion, if you will, or politics, if you will, are not us. We stop at some point identifying ourselves with things. And that's really where that deprogramming leads. So the first step is to just realize that we are not what we've learned to be. We are not the parent. We are not the religious person. We are not the business person. We are not the bishop or the garbage man. We are not the guy who digs ditches. We are not these things that the world tells us we should be. We are something more, something substantial. And when you realize that, when you finally realize that you don't have to hook into the identities being offered you, that frees you up then to live out life in, I think, a more fruitful, more joyful way. Now, again, we're going to do things, right? We're going to teach. We're going to dig those ditches. We're going to collect garbage. We're going to be administrators and managers. We're going to build coffee machines and widgets and you name it. However, they are not us. Our identity becomes something much different, much more full. So, you hear my son in the background. So I just want to leave you with that when we're talking about spirituality, we're talking about deprogramming. We're talking about cutting ourselves loose from this notion that we are these things that the world offers. No, we are more. These things can teach us to be something, but we cannot own into them. We cannot say, my identity is that I am a XYZ, religious person, political person. No, these things are things we engage in because that's the way life is. But we are more than that. And that's what my next podcast is going to be about. Take care, my friends. Thank you for your time. And we will talk to you later. Stay healthy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.